8:45, good morning, top of the morning to you. It's Real Rock J96, Trevor Ray here, and we have a special guest joining us today. Good morning, Mr. Bobby Ingram with Molly Hatchett. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I am doing great. You are from Jacksonville, Florida, and you guys are coming to the tip of northern Wisconsin. You excited for the trip?
Absolutely we are. And I tell you what, it's not only just hot down here. I think Jacksonville made national news with this fire that I'm looking at right now. I'm at the airport getting ready to come up there your way. And, man, the smoke is everywhere, I got to tell you. But hey, we're bringing some of that with us now, okay? We're going to have a smoking time here at the concert. Molly Hatchett's coming to town and bringing the Southern Rock.
You guys have been around for 40 years. How has that ride been?
I've been there 32 and 33 of that 40 years. It's been great. Actually, it's been great. And what's been wonderful beside the music has been the support and the dedication of the fans and our friends and everybody around the world in the U.S. And what I've seen, hey, lately is Southern Rock is even getting stronger, and it's expanding now to different demographics. So we are really happy about that. But I think that's what's kept us. You know, it's the music, and it's the people that enjoy it. You know, that's it. It's pretty simple.
Talking about the band, Bobby, what can you tell me how Molly Hatchett got its name?
It was drawn out of a hat. No, listen, Molly Hatchett, I don't even know if I can say this on the radio, but the story is it's an 18th century lady of the evening that her name was Hatchett Molly from the 1700s, and she used to decapitate. I'm not going to say this on the air. She used to cut the head off, right, of the people the next morning that she was with if she didn't like them. Well, listen, that comes with a caveat. I do not condone, nor does anybody in the band condone that type of behavior. But that's where the name came from, you know. So it's a legendary figure. And, you know, we just keep rock and roll. Everybody liked it. It just stuck, you know.
You've been with the band for 32, 33 years now. What sticks out over that time traveling with Molly Hatchett? You guys have been doing shows. You guys have a crazy schedule.
We do, you know, and we're really blessed to have that, you know, through the years. You know, a lot of groups that have been around this long have come off the road for at least a month or two or three or a couple of years or even longer. But we've been fortunate enough to just stay with it. And no matter what has happened, you know, with the band, with the changes in the groups, and lately we've had a few deaths in the group and the lineup. We've just stayed at it. We've stayed with it. We've kept our blinders on and our head down and moving forward. It's the music, man. That's what it is, and it's the fans and everybody that support us.
We gave away tickets earlier this week for the concert on Saturday, and you talked about the fans. I've never seen the phones light up, and after I gave away all our tickets, you would not believe the amount of calls that I kept getting asking if I had more tickets.
And that is just so good to hear. You know, and it's that type of thing. You're saying right now, that's why I've been out here so long. You know, I mean, I went back to school. I'm almost graduated from law school now, and you know, during all this time, and I gotta tell you, man, I just keep coming back to the stage, and never have left the road. Always kept touring, and it's this type of feeling like that I just heard from you with the tickets, you know. I mean, that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps us here. And we can't wait to get there. We're bringing a pretty much a 40-year history of Southern Rock from the band. We're going to be playing songs all the way from the first album all the way up to the Justice record. And possibly we have some surprises because we do have a double live coming out here in a few months. And we've got a studio record at the end of the year that we're going to be recording. And I know I've said that year after year, but this year it is happening. So
some surprises coming up to northern Wisconsin. Walk us through the show.
Oh, my goodness. I want you to walk to the show and raise your hands and clap and yell and scream and this Southern rock and roll. You're going to have a good time. We're going to do everything. Like I said, from the first album all the way through the Justice record.
Bobby, we're excited to have you guys come to northern Wisconsin. Safe travels, and we will see you tomorrow night.
Trevor, listen, what's the weather up like that up there?
Sunny and 70 tomorrow. No snow in the forecast. We had snow earlier in the week, but no snow. Sunny and 70.
See, there you go. We're bringing the sunshine, right?
Absolutely, southern weather.
I got to tell you something, man. We're in all this smoke down here and all these fires, and God bless the people that are out there and the first responders and our firefighters that are out there, you know, working on this thing, trying to get it under control because it's pretty bad. But we're on our way, man. We're there. We can't wait to get there. We can't wait to see everybody. It's been a long time since we've been in the area, and I want to personally invite you out to the show and have you bring Molly Hatchett on stage tomorrow.
Well, I can try and fit you in.
You got it, man.
Bobby, thank you so much.
And then I'm going to hang a guitar around your neck.
I can try and play my best, but I wouldn't try
and put me on the billboard. Don't tell anybody. I just won't turn the amp on. Just stand there. You're good.
You know? I can do that. Can I jump? Have you ever gone crowd surfing before? Can I try that?
No, I haven't.
Bobby, thank you so much for the time. Safe travels, and we will see you tomorrow night.
Great speaking with you, Trevor. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll see everybody there.